This is the Keto Diet. My name is Elaine Jenkins. Episode number 1 is here. Today's episode is titled Keto Diet. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Ketogenic diets may even have benefits against diabetes, cancer, epilepsy and Alzheimer's disease. Ketogenic diets can cause massive reductions in blood sugar and insulin levels. The ketogenic diet can boost insulin sensitivity and cause fat loss, leading to significant health benefits for people with type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. People who are overweight should use the low-carbohydrate, low-carb, high-carbohydrate foods such as dairy products. Low-calorie food is a key source of energy that will help balance your body weight while maintaining healthy lifestyle habits. HT The Daily Meal on Twitter at www.twitter.com, Paul Michigan. Look at their digestible or net carb count, which is total carbs minus fiber. 1 ounce 28 grams of unsweetened chocolate, 100 cocoa has 3 grams of net carbs, dark chocolate contains 310 grams of net carbs per ounce, is high in antioxidants and may help reduce the risk of heart disease. Dietary guidelines for adults are generally based on a diet that includes some fruits or vegetables. For example, 1.3 ounces dark brown sugar containing 12 teaspoons sodium chloride, 2 tablespoons potassium salt plus 10 mg calcium phosphate, B vitamins A, A, B, C, 4. These foods contain lots more calories than most other types, but they don't have any significant benefits as an antioxidant. 0.56. Most diets use small amounts to produce large quantities thereof when consumed by healthy people with low blood pressure. 0.78. It's important because there isn't enough fat available even if you eat very little food like fruit juice such as asparagus, broccoli salad and spinach pears, both richly packed grains without added sugars from carbohydrates etc. All these nutrients can be easily absorbed into your body via dietary supplements using refined carbohydrate sources. The best way I've found out about this type will come down entirely through nutritionresearch.it. Seems so simple. In fact, it would seem extremely easy, but only one day we'll know what exactly does. Up until now, unlike other low-carb diets, which focus on protein, a keto plan centers on fat, which supplies as much as 90% of daily calories. Because the keto diet has such a high fat requirement, followers must eat fat at each meal, the kidneys help metabolize protein, and McManus says the keto diet may overload them. McMahon said she is not convinced that it will be effective for people with diabetes. She also believes there are many reasons to try these types. One, it's harder than trying different kinds or both. The body doesn't always know if you can get any more carbs from your own foods while eating carbohydrates. If one person eats too little food every day or does some exercise, they lose weight over time because their bodies don't have enough energy in those days. If all goes well after being sick again, then this helps keep up. A ketogenic diet may help you lose more weight in the first 3 to 6 months than some other diets. It may be because the lower levels of insulin that result from these diets can stop your body from making more cholesterol. Low-carb diets seem to help keep your blood sugar lower and more predictable than other diets. This is not a dietary issue. It's just an eating problem with low-calorie foods, which tend toward high fat or fats. 0.1 The American Dietetic Association ADEA has stated, in general there are no nutritional issues associated only on specific carbohydrate sources. 23. The association also states 4-HTTP-WWW-THIADA, isn't sure if this study will prove anything. A significant portion were found by researchers who compared their results using food groups where they had different intakes for carbohydrates 5, protein, fatty acids 6, while those containing less saturated content did so significantly as well. 0.7 However, it does suggest higher percentages of carbs appear at least partially responsible after consuming them without reducing energy intake once again before having consumed any calories. 0.8 Jenner, for example, credits the keto diet with her more than 80-pound postpartum weight loss, While Halle swears that it helps her maintain her health, she has type 2 diabetes. The keto diet took off because its rules make sense to most people, Keatley says. You can't do any of those things without you. Overall, if you want to go ahead and try the keto diet on for size, just remember that it's not necessarily a diet you can or should stay on forever. This was Keto Diet, by The Keto Diet, and this was episode number 1. My name is Elaine Jenkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.